This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, asking the questions matter.
Don't ask this question.
Like, have you personally been impacted by the happenings at Camp Lejeune?
Or do you know somebody that's been impacted by this? Because everybody's been.
So you got me, Kevin Hagelin. You've got, Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford. And I hadn't heard a Camp Lejeune commercial in a while. That used to be, I'm pretty sure, the only ad that we ran. And then that guy just said he went on a date at Camp Lejeune. And I feel like we just expanded the universe, the Lejeuneverse, if you will. I didn't even know. I just made that up on the spot. Thank you. I didn't even know that that was happening. And so I hope everybody's okay.
So far,
or you get the help that you need. I don't know.
So far, I'm doing okay. But if I went to the doctor and they were like, "Oh no, you've been lejeuned or whatever," is it lejeuned or juned? Lejeuned. I would be like, "Oh my gosh!" And the doctor would say, "Yeah, a lot of cases have happened recently because all the commercials. I saw it on TV.
Yeah,
I could go to the gym. It's on. There are commercials on TV all the time. So this is a crisis right now. A PR crisis, much like Peyton's segment."
Oh man.
PR crisis is what I want to call it. That's just for me. That's just, it's because I think Peyton Russell's a cool name. Wink.
I don't think you can say the wink part out loud.
Okay,
I
my
think
bad.
That takes away from.
I'm sorry, wink.
Oh my God. All right. We're the K&C Masterpiece, and let's.
You're the one that said Lejeune date or something like that and thought it was hilarious.
No. They, Lejeuneverse.
That's right.
Thank you. They are the ones in the advertisement who said they went on a date. And I thought people only got sick because they were there. I didn't know that they were dating and mating and all of that stuff. So I was just intrigued by
Somebody
that.
Somebody did text in and asked if we named the dog yesterday. Guys,
Lejeune.
We did not. Lejeune's a good name. We did not name the dog yesterday because when I got home, Adrian still liked Franklin and the kids hated it and they want Forrest. And so now we're sticking with Kodak for the moment because that was his original name. So we'll see how it goes. But he also did already pee on the floor and poop on the floor once. So we're rocking here.
Do you call him Kodak for now then? Or do people try to call the new name?
I say buddy. I'm just like, come on, buddy. Yeah, Adrian's saying, oh, come here, friend. And he's so confused. So that's probably why he went on the floor. Anyway, back to you, Kevin.
Man, it is going to be a show.
Good start.
All right, let's go. That is debatable.
The show has started.
Go ahead and give me cut number 7. Let's talk about those Dallas Stars.
Farley shoots, save made. A rebound. Score! Steal! Four down on Hellebuck, and we're tied at 1.
So we're going to preview Stars Oilers some here, and what Dallas has done so far in the playoffs. that probably isn't going to fly against Edmonton. There's a couple things, but there's one thing in particular that I think could be completely problematic for the Stars going into this. But before we get into the specifics, what is y'all's general feel on this series? Besides, like, I'm excited to be in the Western Conference Finals. Is your general feel you think advantage Dallas or Edmonton?
My general feel is whoever wins two in a row wins.
Okay.
And like, that's and it could be anywhere in the series, but it's going to have to be two in a row in my opinion, because this is a very tightly matched pair of teams. Edmonton is a faster team. Like, they are a faster team, and it's been that way for a while. Adding Mikko to this team makes them faster, bigger, stronger. Dallas, though, in the last two series you've seen, it seems like one line has done the most work, and the rest of it is like, where is it all?
Yep.
So that's where I'm like, okay, I need a little extra from the other lines. I mean, the Sam Steele goal was great in Game 6. That was awesome. But we need a little extra from everybody else. But when it comes to what Edmund can do, they, like, McDavid, how many goals does he have in the playoffs right now?
Because I would have to look that up.
I think he has more assists in the playoffs than he does goals right now.
That tracks.
And that does track with him, because he's that good that he can set guys up. But when it's time, just like with Mika, when it's time, all right, now it's time for me to do it. So that's what, like, we'll talk about him a lot. And also with Edmonton, Kevin, as we were listening this morning to Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton's show, they had the guest on, and he was like, look, this team was hurt. A lot of their big-time players were hurt throughout the season. One of their stars was played 7 minutes this year, and now he's back. And so having them back, having that health back, is one of the reasons they're having such a good time in the playoffs right now. Very similar to getting Miro and Jason Robertson back and how that gave you a little boost.
Alec, what is your initial feel for how these two teams stack up?
It's tough because I think they're both very uniquely equipped to win this series, but I'm kind of with Corey, where I feel like momentum is going to play a big part in this series. And I know that this chair usually doesn't believe in momentum, but I'm of the opposite belief, and I've seen it so far, really just in the whole Stanley Cup playoff, not even with the Stars run. But I am intrigued if McDavid does get to actually scoring more so than facilitating, then I think you've got a problem.
Yes.
Because I think that means that you are giving up some other inefficiencies are showing in some of those practices that you're putting out on the ice. Because if he's facilitating, that means that you're probably doubling him up pretty well and you're probably defending him well. If he's getting open lanes to shoot and he's scoring often, then your defense is breaking down in front of the net. So I'd say I really do like the two wins in a row theory, but if McDavid gets to scoring early, then I'd say Edmonton has the advantage.
And you just hit on something. I know it's a little bit different, but one of the phrases you just used was scoring early. Now let's talk about a flaw that the Stars have had thus far they're here, so they've clearly been able to overcome it. I do not think that's going to be the case against Edmonton. In 13 postseason games for the Stars, how many of those times do you think they've scored the first goal?
One. I know the Wyatt Johnson one, right?
It's three.
Three?
Three times in 13 games, they've scored first.
All right.
And that's not going to fly against Edmonton. Now, I know
they play good with the lead.
Yes. Yes, for sure. And then I know the counter argument is going to be, well, of the other 10 times, they still finished 5-5. I get you on that. I do. I just don't think you're going to be able to sustain that against an Edmonton team that has taken the lead and held the lead all across the playoffs, so much so that you look at their last 9 playoff games. They've won 8 of them. The one that they lost was when a goal went in with 0.4 seconds left. So even then, it's not...
Which, Kevin... The Stars are good at.
Yes.
The Stars are very good at coming on strong late.
That is true. So, and that's going to be another thing.
I just don't want to wait on that.
The opening 2 to 3 minutes and the last 2 to 3 minutes of each period. That is going to be key. I'm sure you could argue that in most playoff series, but if the Stars are good at it and you've seen if there is that susceptibility, perhaps Edmonton hits it there. But they have not. They have really been comfortable with the lead.
I'm very interested this series to see how the Stars play game one, because we pointed out the Stars never win game one.
Except for last time.
Yeah, nobody had ever noticed that before until us. And then we point it out, and guess what happens? The Stars win game one. So, but that was kind of a, it almost seemed as if it was a point of contention for the Stars. Hey, we need to go do this. And especially since we're going to be on the road for this one, we need to do this. When they did, though, you remember how they came out in that game? On fire.
Yeah.
Remember how they came out in game six? On fire. And so I'm very curious if that's how they're going to open game one against Edmonton. We're going to attack you the same way, or if they're going to be as cautious as they sometimes are. In the playoffs, Kevin, this is the space and time continuum conversation I keep having. Like, you aren't doing as many things that are risky.
Yeah.
And because you're trying to protect, as we were talking yesterday with Broadus, the goaltender is more likely to hold the puck rather than slide it off to the to keep it going, because he would rather reset and get everybody a fresh set out there.
So one potential thing that could amp up the Stars' aggressiveness, will they shift to 12 forwards and 6 defensemen? If you look at the last few games, they've gone 11 forwards and 7 defensemen, so they could try to limit Haskinen's minutes. Yep. But what have you seen? They're starting to move back up. Now, I'm not saying he's going to go like 28 minutes like he did last playoffs, but if you move in that direction, you already have an offensively inclined defenseman who's back on the board. And now if you shift out one of your defensemen and then you add another forward, just theoretically, that should make you have the potential for more offense or maybe a little bit more aggression. So I wonder if they're going to make that switch.
What do you think bodes better for the Stars? Not for Edmonton, because Edmonton, I feel like if it's a shootout, if it's one of those kind of games,
you're going to lose.
It's in favor of them. I'm more in favor of going 7 defensemen. Last year, I feel like they went 5 and they tried to match Edmonton's offense, and that didn't work out.
So that's a good question. I think I like 12 and 6 because that probably means that you're going to have last year's playoff Miro, that you feel comfortable going 26 to 28 minutes per night. And so I think the idea is they're like, we can kind of absorb the loss of an extra defenseman because Miro will like more or less be picking up those minutes.
Okay.
And so I kind of like that idea.
So rolling out 6
and
just feeling strong there. Okay.
And then you got to think it would be Lyubushkin or Petrovich that would take the seat. I don't know how they would do that or what the decision would be there. I would lean towards you would put Lyubushkin on the bench, but I don't know that, or as a scratch, but I don't know that to be the case. But that's something to watch out for.
Okay, is this Admit You're Wrong Tuesday or something? Or Admit...
That does feel like...
Or Thanks a Lot Tuesday?
That should be a segment.
I would like to say thanks a lot to Mason Marchment in Game 6. He was good in Game 6.
Yeah.
He was better in Game 6 than he was... And I was calling for a scratch. And after the game, it almost seemed like DeBoer was yelling at me. He was like, hey, don't forget about Mason Marchment and how good he was in this game. So I want to thanks Pete DeBoer for whatever talk you had with him. Or thank you, Mason, for triggering everything you needed to in game 6 for that to be successful. Good job, man.
I believe this is the 8th playoff meeting between the Stars and the Oilers. Like, if you just contain it to Dallas.
Doesn't feel like we've done well against them.
Believe it or not, we have done exceedingly well against them.
Great.
A long time ago.
Oh, crap.
Because we've only played them once in the playoffs in the last 20 years. And that was last year.
Okay.
So you used to play them just about every year. They played each other in the playoffs in 97, 98, 99, 2000, 2001, and 2003.
How do we do the last year?
We lost. And that was only the second time. You lost the first one and you lost the last one.
Okay.
So you lost in 97 and 2024. All of those playoff series in the middle, it was a rite of passage. Like death, taxes, beating the Avalanche in Game 7 and defeating the Edmonton Oilers on your way to a lengthy Stanley Cup run. But this is only the second time you've played them in the playoffs in a generation.
Yeah.
And so it feels like a lot of that backstory is kind of irrelevant.
Okay. I agree with you.
I just don't feel like you're going to draw off of, well, we beat them in 03. Yes. We got them.
It is always weird. With Colorado, you've dominated them for quite some time now.
Yes.
You know, like you feel pretty strong about this iteration of them. But when the Cowboys are like, oh my gosh, the rivalry with the Steelers goes back. Like, Rodgers not playing this year.
Right.
Guys, like, they're completely different. Right. Just because the brands exist doesn't mean that's the thing anymore.
No, I agree with you.
But if Roger was still playing, I guarantee you he could.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Throw two or three touchdowns.
Easy. If there is one Stars player from the 98 to 2003 run that you think could still do it right now...
Right, could do it right now. Yeah.
Dude, you don't get that prime version to bring up. No, you get who they are right now.
Zubov.
Dude. Brett Hull's still pretty spicy.
He is still. He'll punch you, I think.
Did he punch you?
No, I just think he would if he needed to.
Okay.
He's a Hull. You gotta have Hull. You don't remember those ads whenever they... You gotta have Hull!
877-881-1053
if you remember that. You gotta have a Hull commercials.
I'm not disputing
Kevin
that.
Kevin obviously missed out on year 2000.
I don't remember that whatsoever. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Man, this is what I love. I was at many of those Oilers Stars playoff games in the late 90s, early 2000s. Tommy Salo had no chance. And... they say if the Stars win four of the next seven games, they get a great chance of going to the Stanley Cup final.
Good. You know what? That's awesome. I appreciate that one. Thank you.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, do you believe these injured NFL stars can return to relevancy? We'll do it next right here on the Fan.
McCaffrey up the middle, inside the 10, a stiff arm at the 5, and in for the touchdown! Christian McCaffrey barreling in for 6, and San Francisco has the early lead.
Hey, so guess what? That's going to be one of them. Do you believe these injured NFL stars can return to relevancy? 877-881-1053. Frankel and Frankel injury attorney text line. Option number one is Christian McCaffrey.
With that team and that running game, yes. The injury definitely concerns me. That's the biggest deal. But he'll be relevant in fantasy football no matter what. because the conversation is going to be, do you trust taking him number one overall?
Do
no,
you?
No, I won't.
Who's the number one pick now?
I also never have the number one overall pick.
Saquon?
So. Probably. Yeah, probably so. I mean, there are a few running backs that I think are worthy of it. But yeah, probably Saquon after what he accomplished last year for sure.
Alec, because I think I'm going to be a no on this one. Do you believe in Christian McCaffrey's return to relevancy? I think with the move to San Francisco in that split season with Carolina, you got a little bit of a look at with it there. And then in 2023, obviously you got a hell of a look at prime Christian McCaffrey. He's going to be 29 going into the season, coming off an injury. I think he can be solid, but I think we have to say goodbye to the greatness of Christian McCaffrey.
I think he's going to be a serviceable starting running back. He's going to be a true running back one. There's not going to be any debate there. Okay. But he's not going to be the same guy that we did see in Carolina, because like that stuff piles up. You know,
yeah.
I always hate putting injury prone on anyone, even if it is true, just because a lot of those things you can't really control. But whenever it's all lower body, and especially like ankle, foot injury, stuff like that, knees, you're starting to, I mean, you saw it with Zeke. You know, it wasn't even anything major. It was a couple sprains here and there, but it really slowed him down here in Dallas. Those things pile up. I think he's going to be good, but I think it's also an indictment on the team itself, because I don't think the team itself is going to be that good either. Like, I don't think they're going to be bad. They're just, their reign of terror in the NFC is over. They're not going to be what we're used to. They trade away Deebo Samuel because he wasn't who he used to be. You know, so like they're starting to realize a lot of our guys aren't what we expected them to be, or they're just not what they used to be. So I think that team in general just won't be as good.
I think bringing Saleh back for the defense is going to continue to be that physical style of defense.
Okay.
But I'm with Alec. Like, I don't know how long you can play that physical level of football. And last year kind of showed throughout the season that it kind of wore out on them over the last 5 years now.
Yeah.
So that Alec's had a really good point there, but I think that Saleh is going to have those dudes ready again this year.
Now, obviously, this would have the potential to be a little bit of a more spicy question right here if Mike was still here, since he loved Trevor Lawrence and then very, very much turned against him. Trevor Lawrence, I think he did have a good quote, and he said, "I can't change what's happened in the past, but I feel good about the present and the future." And so, like, that's great. That's the right thing to say. I like that quote. What do you think about Trevor Lawrence's ability to return to, honestly, I think you go back to that second year, 2022, where it did kind of look like, oh, this is what he can do.
I think he should probably take up beach volleyball or something else at this point. And mostly not because of him, mostly because his franchise is just terrible.
In your face, Tony.
Yeah, that's really, Alec, that really has less to do with him. If this is a rebuilding like part again for them, like they really need a lot still for that team to be good. When I watched him, he didn't look panicked. He just looked like he was not making good decisions. And
which
that's
way more problematic.
And yes,
right?
that's something that we didn't see in college.
Yeah.
And then we didn't see in that 1 year where he sparkled. We were like, oh wow, that's the version we're expecting. But it doesn't look like he's getting as much help as he deserves there either. So I don't think he'll ever be back to relevancy, Kevin.
All right, Alec, same question. Relevancy, that second year of glory. Can the returning injured Trevor Lawrence make it happen again?
I think they made a lot of these decisions 2 years too late for the answer to be yes. Because I do think Gladstone is going to be an awesome GM in this league. He's got this charisma about him. Like, I'm not saying that he will have a Howie Roseman career, but he's got the same vibe of, I'm confident, I have a plan, and I'm willing to make risks and take risks to try to benefit for this team. And I think that he's making the right moves to help Trevor Lawrence get back to that place and feel comfortable in his own shoes again. But I think it's just too late. I don't think we're going to see that version of Lawrence again.
And from the 214, I think we've done a really good job at calling out texts that misrepresent what was just said. From the 214, one of the things, Alec, that I know you said was you don't think the 49ers will be a dominant force. Damn, some crack must be smoking in the studio. I'll bet $100 the 49ers have at least a 10-win season. Going 10-7 is not a dominant force.
No, not at all.
Like, he made the playoffs. Good job.
Like, they're still going to be a good team. They're just not going to be the Super Bowl threat that they were for the past 5 years, it felt like.
Aiden Hutchinson. I'm a big, big yes on this one because, like, you look at last year, he had 7.5 sacks in 5 games. The Lions kept telling us, if you just get to the Super Bowl, he's almost definitely going
to
play.
Obviously, they didn't get to the Super Bowl because he wasn't ready yet. Yeah, they were like, oh, he's not ready, so we can't go to the Super Bowl.
He don't think he would have played in the Super Bowl, do you?
No. I mean, I think he would have done everything he could to try.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And that's at some point, we talk about this all the time, at some point you do have to listen to medical staff. Bochy says this, DeBoer says it, like, hey, we're doing everything we possibly can. No, don't listen to the Stars medical or the Mavericks medical staff, obviously, but...
because we fired them all.
Yeah, you got to listen to them at some point, though. But yeah, I think he's going to be fantastic when he comes back. That defense, they have a lot of talent on that side of the ball. That team, I'm still very curious on how the coaching change things for them. Because again, if offensive coordinator's like, I'm not changing much. Again, Ben Johnson was creative, constantly innovating. Yeah.
By the way, that's a real quote from their offensive coordinators. Like, it's not broke. Don't fix it.
And defensively, Aaron Glenn, you know, put together a good system for them. So I'm interested to see how that thing turns around this year. But I think he'll be back and he'll be absolutely relevant again.
I don't think his impact was ever fairly measured just because he was a top 2 pick, you know, in the draft, top 3 pick, because you expect that, right? You expect him to be a franchise cornerstone, but he has truly been dominant. And even in the game against the Cowboys where he got hurt, he was dominant. Like, you felt half of that team's life force go away when he got carted off the field because he was making things happen. He is truly a game wrecker in the league, and I don't think a bone break is going to change that.
All right, so 1 yes, 2 no's right now. Rashee Rice now made some really stupid decisions and then got hurt. You go back to the rookie season, 938 yards, 7 touchdowns. For rookie season, it looked like, obviously, and a second round pick at that, you were moving in the right direction very quickly, and then that got derailed. So he'll be back. He's still very young. You always wonder how injuries like this can affect a player going forward. Do you think Rice can get back to rookie season and beyond?
It's less about his ability and more about how much they trust him.
Fair.
And the next step up from other guys. Like, is Jalen Royals going to get rookie opportunities that Sky Moore didn't get? And they're going to be like, oh, man, no, we saw what Xavier Worthy was. We're going to go with Jalen Royals and get him out there as many opportunities as possible because we can't rely on Rashee Rice. And then Hollywood Brown, is he going to be a target for him? Now that Travis Kelce has gotten healthy again, Noah Gray, they have so many possible targets to throw to on this team that I just think that he'll be in the mix, but he won't be. You're not going to look at him as a Jefferson. You're not going to look at him as a Jamar Chase. He's part of a system of wide receivers.
If he can stay out of his own way, you know, it sounds like such a cop-out answer, but he does have that level of talent to where he can be a true number one in this league. He just needs to stay out of his own head, stay out of his own way. I think that physically he'll be fine. He can do whatever he wants on that football field. I was really impressed with him. And, you know, he got the local spotlight coming into the draft because, you know, he was from here, but you know, we kind of knew, hey, this guy in the right situation could be really good. And oh, he ends up with the best quarterback on the face of planet Earth. Yeah. So I think the expectations for him, you can put him as far as you want and he can probably reach those and exceed those. But like Corey said, they've got enough options to where if he screws up again, then he goes down to the bottom of the totem pole and they don't even notice it really on the field.
Now, the one that you could probably guess is on this list as well, very relevant around here, Dak Prescott.
Re-ask your question.
Will this player coming back from injury be able to return to their previous relevancy? Now, if you think that means second in MVP, that feels like too high of a bar to aspire to. But let's say like top 10 MVP candidate, top 7 quarterback. Yeah. Oh!
I think trying to be fair with this. Because I think like a lot of Cowboys fans, we're just kind of tired of it, you know? Like, we're kind of jaded by it all.
Sure.
The consistency has been, you're right there, you know? Right there, but there's nothing I can brag about. And that's the, as a fan, I'm going, man, there's nothing I can really brag about whenever I'm arguing with friends about my team and stuff like that.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So that's the consistency that they are. I think he can be that again. He can be consistent. He'll have another year where he's out there throwing for 35, almost 4,000 yards, and he'll have 24, 26 touchdowns. I think that's like the regular season for Dak Prescott. Yeah. So relevant, yes. And absolutely, when it comes to prominent in the NFL, he will be, because the Cowboys, the top 10 ticket prices right now, Kevin, five of them are away games for the Cowboys. One of them is a home game. It's the Chiefs. So that like shows you that it's just always relevant. The Cowboys are always relevant. And so he will be relevant for that purpose. But I think that he's just going to give you a regular type of season. The rest of the team, obviously the defense, has to be at a different level for this team to be really good. And that's how it's always been with him too, right? Like, it's never been him just dragging the team along. It's always been he's part of this team, which it should be. But we definitely need to see a version of him that takes another step. But at 8 years in, 9 years in, what different version are you going to see?
He's good enough to be relevant if he plays 17 games.
Well, I mean, that's built into the question, though, Alec.
Exactly. So that's where it makes it really tough to answer, right? Because at this point, like Corey just said, 8-9 years into a career, we don't know what to expect. It's like a tweet I saw about Nick Sirianni yesterday after he got the extension is, this guy just won a Super Bowl and I still have no idea if he's a good head coach in the NFL. I still have no clue. And I fully agree. Kind of the same place with Dak Prescott. We're going on a decade of him playing in the NFL. I still don't know if he can play a full season. I still don't know if he can be consistent enough to make that playoff push. But what I do know is that he is good enough to be relevant. So I'll just say, for the purpose of the question, he does stay healthy and he does become relevant once again in the grand scheme of the NFL.
Okay. All right. Very spicy addition right there. With a KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. Say goodbye to the Erie Seawolves and say hello to, honestly, I'm not sure.
Oh, no.
Next on The Fan. KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. And we start with the Erie Seawolves. Now, you might be like, what? Hey, give me a chance, okay?
Lake Erie?
Yes.
Erie, Indiana?
Ooh,
you ever watch that show, Erie, Indiana?
I'm not familiar with that show.
It was kind of like, so are you afraid of the dark or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of like that. It was fun.
Okay. Now, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, and Matt Hicks thought this was the greatest thing that had ever existed.
And we think Matt Hicks is the greatest
thing. Agreed. That last week tonight with John Oliver went over some of the less than enticing names for minor league baseball teams. And they said...
Name one.
The Iowa Cubs. They're like, what are we doing?
Dumb.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
And so he said, if you let us rebrand your team, you first of all, you get no say and you have to do what they say. But they will rebrand your team. They will make sure it's something to do with the area that actually makes sense.
Yep.
They will put together a theme night that once again makes sense in the constraints of the area and everything like that. They said they got messages from 48 minor league teams, which is about 40%.
That's a lot.
Yes.
That's a big number.
Absolutely.
Which also shows you how desperate they are for attention.
Oh, yeah.
And they make no bone, like, they don't act like they don't. They all do.
I agree. Look, the Erie Seawolves, and so I just watched this last night. I know it was on Sunday. They gave a list of 11 reasons to pick them. And one of the reasons was the Seawolves play baseball nowhere near the sea. And that's a pretty good reason. In Erie, Pennsylvania.
Erie, Pennsylvania.
They said they're a double-A affiliate of the Tigers, but their theme goes back to when they were with Pittsburgh. So that's like a pirate theme because they used to be affiliated with the Pirates. And so they're like, hey, we need to change this up. And so Erie has been selected. I have no idea what they're going to do with it. It's probably going to be something that is very ridiculous, but also will get a ton of attention, a ton of people through the door, and a ton of merchandise sold.
All right, Kevin. So they've made the decision on who they've chosen.
Correct.
They just haven't decided
correct
where they were going to rock with this.
Yeah,
thing.
He finished up the show on Sunday, and he's like, what's it going to be? Who the hell knows?
Yeah, so you got to really get to know the city before you can come up with something. They're known for like water roller coaster or roller coasters and water slides. I don't know. That's Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
They only have like 2 days in up north to really enjoy the summer.
The Erie inner tubes?
But it is right there on Lake Erie.
Oh.
And Lake Erie,
that's not a sea.
Doesn't it get funneled from Lake Ontario, which gets funneled from the sea?
I have no idea.
Where does the lake water come from? You tell us, people.
I mean, theoretically, yes, but I have no idea if that part.
But
I trust you.
Technically, it is pretty far away from the Atlantic Sea, if you will.
Okay.
Otherwise known as the Atlantic Ocean to other people.
Now, the team said right now there are a lot more questions than answers, and they've had a lot of media inquiries, and so far the fan reaction has been between terrible and great, all the way to where can I suggest a team name?
Oh, really?
So it sounds like people will get on board with this. I think it'll end up being, like I said, I think it'll end up being something ridiculous, but that will help them sell a ton of tickets and merchandise.
You think they're going to have a similar logo that is sexual in nature, like the
Yeah, what was
oyster
that?
Oyster catchers.
The oyster catchers. Look that logo up.
I sent it to my wife, and she said, "What am I looking at right now?" And I was like, "You know." It was a glove holding an oyster.
Yeah, anatomy.
What did she say after that?
I think it was something like, "Can you get some toilet paper on the way home," or something like that.
Okay. All right.
Oh, the conversation we had. Oh, yes. And then her dad loves John Oliver.
Okay.
So we ended up having another conversation about it. And
does Adrian watch the show?
She was able to bring up the thing that I sent. She was like, "Oh, well, didn't hit the oyster catchers thing?" And he was like, "So it made her look good to her dad because I had hooked her up with that because Kevin had asked Matt Hicks a question."
Yes, and he loved this idea. We'll have to update him about that as well. Now, let's talk about the Los Angeles Dodgers, because holy moly have things taken a turn for them. They've lost four straight. Like we talked about yesterday, the Ron Washington-led Angels were able to sweep them. But yesterday, against the Diamondbacks, they fell into a big early hole. They were losing 7-0 after the third inning. And that means the Dodgers had given up 30 runs in their last 30 innings.
What has happened to the Dodgers?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to weep for them. They still have 50 billion great players.
I wonder if any team would be nice enough to trade them a few players so that they can stop giving up that many runs.
And you know at the trade deadline, they're going to make a move and you're going to be like, whoa. What?
And it's going to be very similar to what used to drive me nuts about the Rangers and Yankees when we would trade our best players and they'd be like, "We'll give you players to be named later." And you're like, "What? Are we just a farm system for you?"
And look, they've lost four in a row. They gave up 30 runs in 30 innings. They still have the third best record in Major League Baseball and lead their division.
Yeah, that's
the best division in
baseball.
That's
how they play baseball, Kevin.
So, you know, it seems like they're doing pretty well, right?
The Dodgers?
Yeah.
Ohtani struck out on like a 69-mile-an-hour fastball the other day.
That was that was several days ago.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I think they're really struggling at this point.
All right, let's go from that to Alec. I'm going to ask you this question first. Have you ever heard of Marquise Grissom?
I don't think I have.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I figured you would. So Chipper Jones and Marquise Grissom have been named the All-Star Futures Managers. And I guessed you probably knew who Chipper Jones was, but Marquise Grissom feels very much like a name and a time and place that if you were living through it, you're like, "Oh, yeah, totally."
Just watch that dude make some amazing plays in the outfield.
And if you weren't watching directly in that time, you're like, "I have no idea what you're saying or who you're talking about."
Yeah. Man, he only played for Atlanta for 2 years. I'd connect him with Atlanta
a lot. I do too.
But he was with Montreal for 5 years before that. Cleveland, Milwaukee, the Dodgers, and San Francisco. This makes sense why they would say, "Hey, you can also be it," because he basically represents every other team in baseball.
The game is in Atlanta, but you're right.
Where's Andrew Jones? Why didn't they go with him?
I mean, Chipper Jones is a pretty...
John Smoltz.
I mean, that is the most ridiculous thing in the history of
baseball.
I have
been pushing for the dog to be named Maddox after Mike Maddox. Yeah.
Not How's after that Greg. Going?
Not after Greg, though, Kevin.
Not very well.
Nobody seemed to buy in on this
Would you consider naming the dog Kevin?
My oldest son suggested that. I think he was trying to suggest it as a dig, but you seem to have really taken it as a compliment.
Yeah.
You're like, "More Kevins, the better."
Yeah, because I'll be like, "Oh, Avery, what an insult. Do you love the dog?" Exactly. All right.
Are you embarrassed?
Yes. No. I would not be embarrassed whatsoever. All right, couple of things that we need to catch up on. Aaron Nola got put on the 15-day injured list due to an injured ankle. I believe outside of the COVID season, when he actually got COVID and was on the 10-day IL, he hadn't missed a start since 2017.
You're kidding me, dude.
No.
That's why I wanted to sign him, dude. Like, not only was he a good pitcher, but he was very reliable.
Tremendously impressive stuff right there. Now, let's go to Jose Alvarado. Probably should have been in Wanker of the weekend yesterday. He got busted for PEDs, and he has been suspended for 80 games. He had pitched pretty well this season.
Did he say it was in the steak that I ate, or did he admit it?
Man.
He was like, "You know what? I didn't know it was in a supplement that I was taking, but I am responsible."
You know what? That is a great question. I don't see his built-in excuse, but how do you think the hierarchy of that goes? Is it, I took a supplement that I didn't know? Is it the doctor prescribed something for me and he didn't know?
Oh, that's always a good one.
I ate a tainted product. Uh-huh. Like, remember Canelo?
Somebody drugged me.
Yeah. Like, Alistair Overeem, I remember back in the day, is like, oh, yeah, I was just eating my horse steaks. I don't even know.
Nobody
what you're talking
eats
about.
Horse steaks. Do people eat horse steaks?
I mean,
I feel like I came out really strong against horse steaks just now, and I don't know what other countries do.
And then Canelo had to lie, and he's like, oh, yeah, I got some tainted meat. Can't believe it.
What was the truth?
The truth was he was taking supplements that he was not supposed to, or just straight up doing steroids. And that is, I feel like that's pretty much what was proven out. All right. American League Rookie of the Year favorite. You probably will not be surprised to know that it is Jacob Wilson from the A's. The Rangers have nobody in the top five. However, in the others receiving votes category, Jack Leiter. So I ask you this question. We talked yesterday about how Kamar Rocker's on the comeback. Are you now of the opinion that Jack Leiter will have a better season than Kamar Rocker?
I think so. I don't know exactly how the Rangers are going to manage this, other than maybe both of them just continue to kind of loop in and out. As long as Jack Leiter's healthy, though, they're going to continue to put him out there because
yeah,
they need to see the product. Rocker, it seemed like they wanted to push him out there pretty early this year, and he's a starter. Somebody asked yesterday if you think he's a bullpen guy now. I know they need some bullpen pieces, but I don't think they want to do that. I think they would more likely go to Teodo before they would go to Rocker in the bullpen. Just my feeling on that. You could ask Jared that coming up here in a few minutes, but I absolutely feel like Jack Leiter is going to continue to have this kind of approach. He's learning. He was talking about his 0-0 counts and how important those are for him and those were for him in the last outing. But it's the consistency. What level? I asked Boach that last week. What level of consistency do you want to see from him? And that is something that, hey, you know the talent's there, but can you do it every time we give you the ball? And he's getting that opportunity. I hope he continues to get it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, Texas Rangers broadcaster and the man who knows everything about baseball. It is Jared Sandler, next right here on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.